All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Praise God, we are back. I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank everyone for your financial support, for your prayers, for the conversations that we have back and forth, even if sometimes they're not so pleasant. I want to thank everybody for sharing this show, sharing the message that we try to push out, which is common sense. Going over the news as today's Christians is what we should be probably paying attention to. Of course, I don't hit everything, but I'm giving you the ideas of some different things to be thinking about. Recently, we had a show on the Doug and Dave Intel Report with our good friend Timothy Alberino. And Tim is a very good friend of mine. I think Tim is a leader within the Christian movement that is going on right now. And our last video ruffled a few pots. And listen, I don't care what you think about the alien theory, deception. It really is irrelevant. Be prepared for Christ's return at any moment. Now, I say that because I've had a few people respond recently saying Tim is apostate, or that Tim walks a very fine line in biblical literacy and then alien theory jargonism. And listen, your opinions are your opinions, but I know Tim very well. Tim is bought and born again by the blood of Christ, and we have prayed together many times over the phone and in person. Tim is a Christian. Tim is my friend. So, of course, I'm always going to protect my friend and have his back. Tim has his opinions about the whole alien thing. I have mine. Dave Hodges has his. In my personal opinion, I think aliens are a grand illusion, a grand deception. Now, just because I said that doesn't mean that I would be shocked if, you know, some sort of alien craft came from the solar system, like we're going to go over today. Came from the solar system and paid us a visit, and it was used for whatever means of propaganda. And anyways, this is what I want to say is that I do not care where the aliens come from or who the aliens are. The aliens are our saviors. They're definitely not mine, most likely not yours, but there are plenty of people out there who are going to tell you that we came from the stars. The Hopi elders like to always say that. And then there's a bunch of Native American elders who like to say that we come from stars, star children and aliens. And you have the Sumerians with the Anunnaki. They say the same thing. Grand deception, lies, illusions. If the devil could fool a great number of the angels in heaven to rebel against God, what kind of power do you think he has over us stupid people here on earth? Probably quite a bit, right? So take it into consideration. You know, I take everything with a grain of salt. All right. The way that I've been able to live my life so far and not wake up with a panic attack is that I just go ahead and assume everything's real. Yeah, Doug, aliens are real. The government says so. Okay, whatever. Bigfoot's real. Native Americans say so. Okay, whatever. Vampires are real. The Transylvanians and the Romanians say so. Okay, whatever. It doesn't matter to me. Because I know that in reality, I am secured in Christ. And as long as I stay focused on what's in Scripture, and I don't get extra biblical, and there are some of you down there who will really get into the rabbit hole of you're not a real Christian if you don't insert conspiracy theory. You know, if you don't believe in the flat earth theory, if you don't believe that we, you know, came from this or that this happened or the mud flood or whatever, man. You know, new things that keep getting reinvented on the wheel, but it's not in this book, which is kind of how we should be living our lives, because that's how you get redeemed. I was listening to Pastor Langford today, his latest show for today, and he's talking about, you know, being bought and born again by the blood of Christ, and about how you don't hear pastors or preachers or ministers really condemning sin anymore. And not only are the leaders of our church not condemning sin, they're allowing it in the church, which is so grotesque and horrible in the face of God. But there's no call to repentance either. It's love. What's this new saying for the Fairy Tale Creature Club? Love is love. No. Love is not love. The devil wants you to believe that. The devil wants you to believe that. Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. Should you take his blood, be covered by it, and be bought and born again? But not for everybody. You know, if you continue to stay in a sinful mind, if you continue to pray to your satanic God, you continue to have a reprobate lifestyle, no, you're not covered by the blood of Christ. Because there are things that you must do, ways you must walk, a 10 commandments that you must keep. And what's really sad right now, and I'm just spitballing right now, this is nothing that I have wrote. We were going to talk about the news, and we're going to read a little bit of the Bible. But I just want to get this off my heart. God's put it on my heart. There are too many people who go to apostate churches where the transgenderism is all over the place. The LGBTQRS pedophilia tribe is all over the place. And currently what's coming under fire is the transsexuals on TikTok and Twitter and Instagram, these social media sites that most likely your child, because for whatever reason, children have phones nowadays, has access to. There's a guy that we're going to do a little bit of a deep dive on. I'm going to try and gain as much information on this as possible. But his name's Jeffrey Marsh. He's made himself a name out there as some sort of a transsexual messiah. And what he's a pedophile. There's no other way around it. He's a pedophile. The guy's a monster. He's a predator. Okay? He preys upon kids. He preys upon people that are easily deceived because they're depressed. They have been completely inoculated to society. So they have all the things needed to be in a reprobate society that is today's America. And in his own Patreon page, which is sad because I have a Patreon account. I never talk about it, by the way. If you want to join the American Vindictive Show Patreon account once a month, sometimes twice a month, depending on what's going on, we have a Ask Me Anything, like a one-hour meeting. The last one we did was like 2.5 hours long. We had a really good, fun time. We're talking about everything prepping, and I was just unloading as much information out of my skull as possible, because at the end of the day, guys, I'm here for you, and if you're successful, then I'm successful, then the body of Christ is successful. Anyways, Patreon. So what this creep is doing is he's telling kids to become a member of his Patreon account, and he's since changed this, by the way, and then you can have a private conversation with Jeffrey, who's a transsexual, and you can talk to him about how to avoid speaking to your parents and going what he calls no contact. which is interrupting, disrupting, interfering with the relationship between a mother and a father and their child. Now, there's a lot of psychological barriers that get broke down by today's societies. And it's scary because it's exploding in the youth right now. However, this guy takes it a next step because he says, if you feel these inclinations, you can pay me to talk to you and then we can have private conversations. In those private conversations, he talks about not just sexuality, but he talks about how to have sex as a transsexual. You really want your child to talk to these people? There was recently a Islamic woman, a Muslim woman. I believe she's in the UK. She's on TikTok. I'm not on TikTok. I can't believe I'm even on Twitter. But I actually did get, suspended from Twitter within like the first week of being on. So I reached a milestone, I guess. But now I'm back on Twitter. I guess you can't, call every person who's within the fairy tale club a reprobate and get away with it for too long. But anyways, this woman was actually addressing Jeffrey Marsh and his targeting of children. And it's absolutely targeting of children. The guy's a pedophile, whether he knows it or not. Okay. And he wrote a book that apparently he had a very troubled childhood where he was messed with as a kid. And that's very tragic because, and I'm going to say this as nicely as possible. Okay. Jeffrey Marsh is a victim. And Jeffrey Marsh did not have a positive role model or a positive relationship with Christ at some point in time during his hurting. And because of that, he turned feminine. He turned to the fairy tale creature club, reprobate, and he turned away from God. Now, the next part that makes this sadder is that he became some sort of a TikTok messiah during 2020 when all this crazy nonsense of transsexuality really exploded in America. And he has since gone like a million followers or whatever. That's scary, like a million people or more. All right. I wish the church could have an effect like that. However, you got to understand something, that this guy is a victim. He's a victim of sexual abuse, apparently. I haven't read his book. I'm not going to read his book. I've just read up a little bit on the guy. But I want to approach this psychologically. Because in law enforcement, you don't always just want to kick the door down. You want to know your subject, okay? So from what I have been able to gather, is he had this troubled childhood. He never got the healing that he needed. He didn't turn to Christ. Or if he did, it never sunk in and he never changed from his ways. And like many other gay men that are out there who were sexualized at a young age, they become effeminate because it's a escape route. It's a safe zone to go down to. Now, look, I know a lot of them will say, I was born this way. Bull crap. You're not born this way. You are trained to be that way. I have 5 kids. Okay. Now, they have an alpha Chad of a father. I'm about as close to a human grizzly bear as you can get. But, not one of my kids, and I've showed them the videos of the transsexuals that are out there that post these videos all over social media, and they can automatically spot them. That's a dude. That's a dude. That's a dude. So my kids aren't fooled. How you fool kids is by putting the veil slowly over their eyes. And you start telling them over and over and over again what to believe. It's like training a dog. It took me probably about 3 or 4 months to get my German Shepherd Vader trained whenever he was a puppy to sit down and to stay and to follow me. It took me about 3 or 4 months. Well, that childlike mind that he had as a puppy is no different than a child when you're training a child to potty train or to say words or how to walk or, you know, just be a little child. It just takes training. It takes a methodology within the training to break down a psychological barrier so that you can get your point across and capture the audience, okay? What's really crazy is that you can see the demonic power that is within these social media sites. I'm telling you right now, if you have TikTok, delete it. All you freaking adults who have TikTok and you're a Christian, my mind is blown that you have that garbage. Delete it. The only reason why I have Twitter is because it's actually a better place to keep up with information and news than mainstream media or many other outlets. However, you can see these guys when they're talking. It's like there's a spell that they're speaking as they are wooing you with their words and their soft voice and, you know, all the way they dress their hair and the makeup and clothes. Dylan Mulvaney is another one that we're going to do a breakdown on. And we're going to do psychological breakdowns, okay? Kind of like how we did with the MK Ultra and the Brooklyn subway shooter. We're going to break this stuff down and we're going to pull out some stuff from MK Ultra that you may find a little bit surprising with what's going on. And I'm going to reach out to Dave Hodges. He's our, you know, psychologist. So he's going to help me break this down as well. I think it needs to be broke down so that parents can understand just exactly what's going on and why has this now caught fire with every kid wanting to be transsexual. I have probably recorded easily 20 or 30 videos that I'm questioning about making one big long video, like what I did with one of the last news alerts, the news that you may want to pay attention to. And it's all transsexuals. It's horrific in my eyes that I hate the fact that I have it on my phone, but I have to piece this together for people. Because as you look, and let's move beyond Jeffrey Marsh and Dylan Mulvaney, all I can say is that Operation Cannibal Wolf is a go. All right, we are going to learn how to hunt wolves with wolves. I'm going to show you how to do it. So that if you have these predators in your area, you too will know how to recognize them and confront them. Because I think we're getting to the point in time where these things need to be known to people. Now, I do not say that harm needs to come to these people. I know the comment section will blow up as soon as I say that. I have to say that to cover myself and to cover you. But understand, you're dealing with someone who is a victim who is now victimizing others. You know, that old saying, hurting people hurt people, okay? We should be praying for these men, that they have the scales removed from their eyes, they have the blocks removed from the ears, that they hear the word of God, that they see the word of God, that they see the way men are supposed to act, and that they leave their sinful ways and come to the bosom of Christ. That is what we're talking about when we say, love your enemy, but do not make any mistake about it. They are the enemy that I talk about. When I say stay frosty, the enemy is out there. That enemy roams around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. This enemy comes in many different shapes and forms and faces, friendly faces, inviting faces. But do not think for one second they are not empowered by the devil. Because they are. If they say anything that goes against the teachings of the Bible, and I'm not talking about math and science and all that type of stuff, I'm talking about if they are tempting you to relinquish the reins of Christ's control on your soul, they are operating demonically. Man, if only I had Russ Dizdar here. We miss you, Russ. Hope you're doing good up there. Anyways, I want to get all that off my chest. I'll give you a good historical quote. I think his name is Athanasius of Alexandria. Athanasius of Alexandria, yeah, it's like 3,000 years ago. He said that if the world is against the truth, then I am against the world. And that's where I stand. So let's get started with the Bible first. I don't know how to call what you call this, you know, Bible study with Wrecker or not, but I am starting with Matthew 23, verse 37. And we are going to read unto Matthew 24 and the abomination of desolation. All right. So, lament over Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you desolate. For I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Matthew 24, Jesus foretells the destruction of the temple. Jesus left the temple and was going away when his disciples came to point out to him the buildings of the temple. But he answered them, you see all these? Do you not? Truly, I say to you, there will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down. Signs of the end of the age. As he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? And Jesus answered them, see that no one lead you astray. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ. And they will lead many astray. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are but the beginning of the birth pains. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Whose name's sake? Jesus. Not Allah, not Buddha, not Donald Trump, not Elon Musk, not Joe Biden, not Big Mike Obama. Jesus, the name that all tremble to. And then many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another. Don't we see that happening now? And many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. And because lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold. Do you believe that lawlessness is increasing? Just wait till they pass pedophilia and then the laws to protect them for dating children. Heaven forbid. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come. Moving on to verse 15, the abomination of desolation. So when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by the prophet Daniel standing in the holy place, let the reader understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let the one who is on the housetop not go down to take what is in his house. And let the one who is in the field not turn back to take his cloak. And alas, for women who are pregnant, and for those who are nursing infants in those days, pray that your flight may not be in winter or on a Sabbath. You know why it makes me believe this for the winter part is because if you are flushed out of your home and you don't have four walls to protect you from wind and you don't have insulation to protect you from the biting cold, milk production will go down on the breastfeeding mothers, which will threaten the lives of both mother and infant. So, you may want to brush up on your bushcraft skills, depending on where you are. For then there will be great tribulation, verse 21, such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now, no, and never will be. And if those days had not been cut short, no human being would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be cut short. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there he is, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform great signs and wonders so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. Verse 26, so if they say to you, look, he's in the wilderness, do not go out. If they say, look, he's in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and shines as far as the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. And wherever the corpse is, there the vultures will gather. Wherever the corpse is, the vultures will gather. I wonder what Jesus meant by that. All right, let's move on to some news, shall we? Pentagon UFO chief intrigued by possible alien dandelion seeds in our solar system. All right, here we go. It's possible that an extraterrestrial spacecraft is sending many probes to study the planets of our solar system in a way similar to what human space agencies do. The head of the Pentagon's Unidentified Anomalous Phenomenon Research Office said in a recent draft report. I just want to say real quick that I picked a really bad time to get out of the government because I always wanted to have something to do with the UFO phenomenon. I was a super big nerd for the Blue Book Project. And now we've recreated the office, so I don't get my cool badge with the UFO on it. Super pissed about that. But anyways, let's continue to go forward. And don't worry about it. It's all lies and propaganda anyways. The characteristics of a certain unusual, unexplained interstellar objects have prompted researchers to consider the possibilities of a parent craft that releases many small probes during its close passage to Earth, an operational construct not too dissimilar from NASA's missions. Now, the way I view this is, and I'm sure most of you have seen Independence Day. You have the giant mothership that Will Smith and Mark Goldblum went up there and they destroyed. And then you have all the huge spaceships that detached itself and went to every capital of some major city in every country around the world and destroyed it. In my mind, I'm like, are you telling me that's what I'm going to wake up to, NASA? Boy, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it? At least it would help to take the mind off of what's going on in Ukraine and everything against Trump. Anyways, Sean Kirkpatrick, the director of the Defense Department's All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, ARRO, who previously served as the chief scientist at the Defense Intelligence Agency's Missile and Space Intelligence Center, has been leading the ARRO since its founding in July of 2022. The office is tasked to, among other things, evaluate reports of unidentified anomalous phenomena filed by all service members, according to the Pentagon. So the DIA is literally just another department of the CIA. So when you hear CIA, when you hear DIA, think CIA. And is what I'm viewing right now propaganda? Is this lies and deception as usual from the three-letter agencies? That's what it makes me think. So, the report goes on to say that these dandelion seeds, or hold on, their draft report, and I actually have that draft report. I'm going to read it probably here pretty soon. Released on March 8th, specifically discusses two objects. Oumuamua, which appears to have an extremely flat shape and curiously lacks the kind of cometary tail of gas and a dust an asteroid typically has, and IM2, which is a meter-sized interstellar meteor that collided with Earth in March 2017. All right, so it says these dandelion seeds could be separated from the parent craft by the tidal gravitational force of the sun or by maneuvering capabilities, indicating that the supposed mothership could launch an Earth probe from a faraway place with a small ejection speed. With a proper design, these tiny probes would reach the Earth or other solar system planets for exploration. As the parent craft passes by within a fraction of the Earth-Sun separation, just like Oumuamua did, astronomers would not be able to notice the spray of many probes because they do not reflect enough sunlight for existing survey telescopes to notice them. The Earth-Sun separation, also known as an astronomical unit, is equivalent to 92.96 million miles away. As with biological seeds, the raw materials on the planet's surface could also be used by them as nutrients for self-replication or simply scientific exploration. So what that means right there is they're assuming panspermia of some kind, or they're assuming that a alien ship could disperse its seeds, its drones, and wherever it landed, it would then release whatever biological material it had inside the drone, and then it would soak up the nutrients, and it would start to self-replicate. Okay? If any of these yahoos come out next and say that that's how you got us, consider all this null and void. Okay. Have you noticed that the governments will spend billions and billions of dollars in scientific exploration to disprove the theory of a sovereign God who created the universe, who created man? Everything possible to discount it. And almost everything I've read so far is a theory. It's a theory. They can't prove any of it. You, ARRO, cannot prove anything that you just stated. But it sounds cool. It sounds scientific, right? MUFON will take that and just run with it. Hollywood will take it and they'll make 20 different movies and video games and TV series based off of it. But there's no physical proof. We know that Oumuamua did come through here because our satellite supposedly tracked the object. I haven't seen a picture. I've seen what an artist's rendering of what they think it is and what they think it should be looks like. But how do we know? See, with this type of speculation of crap that I just read, this is what will fuel the flat earthers to go, look, you can't even prove any of this stuff. Now, I'm not going any further with flat earth theory, except for the fact that I agree with you, NASA lies to us, okay? But why is aliens coming out so much? Everything aliens. Skinwalker Ranch gets its own TV show because of aliens. Ancient Aliens takes off. You know, these shows garner more attention than churches do on Wednesday and Sunday. And that's sad. But the more the scientific community comes out and harpens about, you know, little green men and us, you know, being related to our space brothers. Hell, even the Catholics came out and said that with the Vatican. Now, that's not all Catholics. Don't crucify me, Catholics. There was a joke somewhere in there. But this is what I call part of the deception. It is a deception. It is a deception because it's deceitful. They're not telling you the truth. They're telling you their version of what they think the truth is. And in Doug's personal opinion, when it starts to vary outside the Bible, we need to put our prayer hat on and we need to pray to God about it before we start going out and boasting and thinking about all this stuff. Now, you do have a problem, and I'll agree with Tim Albrino on this. And me and Tim have debated this type of stuff before, all right? But you do have a problem with the abduction scenarios. And you do have a problem with the great alien abduction scenarios. I do question, why is it always sexually graphic? Why do they need to reproduce? If this is demonic, why create this little gray? And then from there, it becomes, you know, they're taking you out and you're in a spaceship and you got all this other stuff happening. Now, the way Tim believes, and this is the way that the very famous ufologists who have been, I guess you could say, mapping out experiences of people who have been abducted have theorized that once you've been abducted, you'll be abducted for the rest of your life. And if you're an abductee, then most likely your kids are an abductee. And if you're an abductee, then most likely your parents were an abductee. And it's a whole lineage of abductees. I don't really know that I believe that. I've never been abducted. They probably don't want to abduct me. But I will say this. There is a lie and a deception that's going on. Because what the grays apparently do is they give you a false memory. Okay? And then whatever it is that they do to you, you have to then navigate your way through that false memory by intense therapy sessions and memory recall sessions. Well, that, folks, that's deception. That's a strong illusion, delusion, whatever word you want to come up with. I think it's lies, personally. Now, I think there are nuts and bolts spacecraft. I think there are advanced things out there that we have created. And look, I'm not even going to debate anybody when they say aliens are interdimensional, transdimensional. God, I don't even want to think about transsexual aliens. I'm going to go on a meltdown now. But you have interdimensional and transdimensional, so they can, you know, they can go back and forth. And then they're under the ground. They're living amongst us. They're up in the stars. They're coming from different solar systems. And one of the things I always have to ask, because I try to be objectionably reasonable with my approach to this type of stuff. I am not going to take off my law enforcement investigative hat when I look at these things and just believe anyone and everyone, no matter how charismatic they are, no matter how great a movie they can make, it's their opinion until you prove it. The closest guy who's gotten to that is a very questionable fellow that I don't believe at all, named Stephen Greer. Now, I'll be honest with you. I like Stephen Greer to an extent. Stephen Greer is a new age guy. He does the meditating, and supposedly they can meditate, and then all of a sudden UFOs appear, and then they'll materialize little alien bodies around their seance that they're doing while they're singing Kumbaya, waiting for their alien star brothers. I believe that's entirely demonic. That's my personal opinion. However, the stuff he does say about the overarching attempt of the U.S. government to try and hide any and all evidence that has to do with the alien question, that makes me go, well, hold on now. Because as a kid who knows his history, and I've read most of this, there is a connection from the 30s to present. There's a connection from Roswell to 94, when we had Project Blue Book, and then the inevitable closing of Project Blue Book, I believe, was in the 80s, and then in 94, it's disclosed or declassified by the United States Air Force, and that's when they say there was never any there. That 99% of all craft and interactions with these types of beings or the craft themselves are explained, or I think it was down to like 1,200 cases of unidentified phenomena that they just don't know. And because they just don't know, they just left it as that. And then in 2000s, you have ATIP. Oh, by the way, in that disclosure, the declassified Blue Book, they said that the UFO presence was not a threat. But yet, ATIP comes along, mid-2000s, early 2000s, and all of a sudden, it is a threat. So where's the tempo change? Okay. That's where I would want to ask that question. But I think the overall goal here that I'm trying to get to before I lose my mind is that everything possible to confuse you, to derail you, to take you off that small path that's going to lead you to heaven, to then push you over into the wide 10-lane highway that'll lead you into hell, is very enticing. It's very enticing. It's always good, in my mind, to take a step back and go, hold on, look, the sci-fi stuff is fun. I'm a sci-fi nerd. I love science fiction. However, I understand that it's fiction. And when you have the governments who write sci-fi fiction and then try to produce it into real life, I have to ask myself, is what I'm reading real, or is this propaganda to confuse me about other things that are going on? Because the government doesn't have to tell you the truth. I don't know if any of y'all know this or not. They don't have to tell you the truth. That's why there's so many things that are still classified. All the declassified stuff that we've gotten, I think besides like the church committee is what really blew everything open, because you have Mockingbird and MKUltra. And they almost never talk about the Monarch program, which, holy crap, good luck finding any real information on the Monarch program. But I did know two guys who knew something about it. I can't talk about what agency they were in, but they've been to a facility. That's about as far as I can say with that. But try and find any information on the internet about the Monarch project. You won't find anything. Very, very little is out there. And that's because that is where you break people into multiple personalities. All right, Russ Dizdar was like the expert on this. All right, I'm going to butcher everything that man has ever done. Because he just, he had the science down, man. All right, he understood that it's demonically empowered, government funded. They kidnap kids, they kidnap people, put them in cages, break their personalities, and then they start to assign roles to those personalities. And depending on what event happened in front of them, a personality would manifest. I believe that's what you see with a lot of active shooters. I believe that's what you see as a natural side effect of people who have experienced pedophilia as a child. Because that's when you begin to break people and you shape them the way you want. You insert that information at different points and period of pain. And so they grow very accustomed to it. And they know, okay, if this is going on, I'm supposed to act this way. If this is going on, I'm supposed to act this way. If this is going on, I'm supposed to kill this person. All right. That breaking of the multiple personalities. MK Ultra goes over it. Why do people not believe this? Why does the government not talk about this? Still happens. They never stopped that program. Just like the Nazis who came over here in the 40s, you think they went away? You really think the Nazis went away? They didn't go away. They just put on a new uniform. Fort Detrick, Maryland. They continued all those tests that they were continuing in Auschwitz and the other horrific concentration camps like Dachau. The Luftwaffe Nazi scientists, I think there was 11 of them actually, that came over here. They continued those horrific experiments on people. And they got U.S. funding for it. Housing, retirement. Your government was willing to sign a deal with the devil for that information. What do you think they're willing to do now? Now that they have that information. Now, and MK Ultra, guess where that came from? Nazi Germany. Yeah, it's documented. That came from Nazi Germany. And then it comes over here, and in the 50s, we have MK Ultra. And then you have the illegal narcotics explosion of hallucinogens. Nazi Germany. This is all what these doctors were all, they were all into with pharmakia, with their studies. All right, same stuff like Helena Blavatsky. She's the, what you could say, a progenitor of a lot of this madness. Aleister Crowley, a guy who we're about to do a big in-depth discussion on. I think Saturday or Sunday, the Aleister Crowley video is going to be dropping. Pay attention to that one. That got weird quick. That guy freaks me out. But I'm going to tell you a funny story about him. You may or may not know it, but it is a funny story about him. Anyways, let's move on to the other news. See, this is one of the things that I like to do. Me and Jamie Walden and Tim Albarino, whenever we get together, we have conversations like this that last for hours. However many cigars we got, we'll just keep talking. Okay. So, the U.S. will continue to fly drones over the Black Sea and condemn Russia downing as aggressive. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin vowed on Wednesday that U.S. aircraft will continue to fly and to operate wherever international laws allow. One day after a Russian aircraft hit a drone over the Black Sea, forcing it to be brought down into international waters. This hazardous episode is part of a pattern of aggressive and risky and unsafe actions in international airspace, Austin said at the beginning of a meeting of the Ukraine Defense Contact Group. So make no mistake, the United States will continue to fly and operate wherever international law allows, and it's incumbent upon Russia to operate its military aircraft in a safe and professional manner. Isn't that the pot calling the kettle black? You want them to fly their drones safely, and we're going to give Ukraine our drones to kill their people, or our tanks to kill their people, or our artillery to kill their people, or our fighter jets to kill their people. What's next? Nukes? Biological weapons? Chemical weapons? That's already being used, chemical weapons. Don't sit here, Lloyd Austin, and ask for the game to be played fair when we are never about playing fair. Ever. America uses every tactical advantage that it has. No matter what, we are not going to play fair. Just ask the drone strike in chief, Obama, how fair we are. We'll kill one Haji, one freaking Islamic terrorist, and kill 20 people and not even bat an eye about it. Geraldo Rivera throws a hissy fit after DeSantis says funding Ukraine is not vital interest to the United States. While the U.S. has many vital national interests, securing our borders, addressing the crisis of readiness within our military, achieving energy security and independence, and checking the economic, cultural, and military power of the Communist Chinese Party, becoming further entangled in a territorial dispute between Ukraine and Russia is not one of them. I agree. I absolutely agree. We don't need to be in Ukraine trying to start another war. Isn't it funny? All the people who say, we need to be in Ukraine, we need to be starting a war, that's all like your New World Order global elite guys. All right? Just because they may have control of the stick right now and they can guide this aircraft doesn't mean that we, the people, can't bring it down. All right. We, the people, the moment these idiots say World War III's commenced, draft gets started. Don't do it. Don't volunteer. Don't surrender yourselves for the draft. That's my personal opinion. Because they're going to eventually kill us all. None of these idiots are going to go. You think Hillary Clinton's going to go over there? Barack and Michelle Obama, excuse me, Big Mike. You think they're going to go over there? No. At least Ron DeSantis, you know, at least he served his time in the sandbox. And I want to cover something real quick. There's a lot of hate on Ron DeSantis. I don't know what the deal is, or just how deceptive all this has become. But there is a serious deception going on, okay? Everybody wants Trump to run again. Show me somewhere in the Bible where God gave a king a second chance to run his nation after not doing what he was supposed to the first time. Donald Trump got put in office. We all said it was an act of God. Every person who is in a position of leadership and power over a nation is put in there by God. Trump didn't do what he said. Trump caught flack for 4 years. Trump's a likable guy. He's kind of like one of us. Don't think he's one of us. He's kind of like one of us. Okay. However, Trump didn't do what he said he was going to. What happened to Hillary? She's not in chains. What happened to the border? Still wide open. Okay. You know, there's a lot of good things that Trump did that I like. But Trump recently said that he didn't care about transgenderism. Well, that's kind of a point of contention for me and many other Christians, because that idea and mindset and that soft response to it is the reason why our children are rebelling in America. Because you allow the reprobate mind to sink in. Man, sometimes you just can't root it out. Sometimes you have to let the whole village burn to kill out that ideology. That's what the Bible has done. So Ron DeSantis doesn't stand for it. Just took the liquor license away from a Hyatt hotel for hosting a drag queen story hour. Why is this man not getting international praise? Why are so many Christians throwing their hat in with Donald Trump and not with Ron DeSantis? You have to ask yourself this. Who has the better track record? And who seems to manipulate a crowd and a time and place to put himself back in power? Because I think this is about his ego and not about what's doing right for Americans. I would say give Ron DeSantis a chance. Trump, you had yours. Ron DeSantis has shown me time after time he's willing to go after pedophiles. He's done it. He's willing to go after the transgenderism, exposing your kids to it. He's done it. He held that horrific place called Walt Disneyland accountable. Okay? Why don't we give this man a chance? And then why is it that Trump attacks him on social media constantly? They don't fear you. They fear he who is in you. Just remember that. And I know I'm going to get a lot of flack because I'm not on the Trump train. Look, I love the whole MAGA theory and bringing people together. I'm still about that. Make America great again. But I'd rather make Americans Christian again. Let's try and start on that one first. And the other way you can do that is by securing your household, securing the church, and throwing the reprobates out. Until you do that, we're just treading water, guys. You're not going to make America great again and ignore the laws that God has put down in the Bible for you to follow. And if Ron DeSantis did anything that went sideways against what the Bible teaches, man, I'd attack him too. I'm an equal opportunity kind of guy. New York Attorney General is now hosting a drag queen story hour event for families with children. New York Attorney General Letitia James is hosting a drag story hour event in New York City, a move that comes as several GOP-led states seek to prohibit drag performances in front of children. That's where that amazing Desmond kid, that poor kid, is from. Families and their children are invited to join the Attorney General James Drag Story Hour storytellers and city and state elected leaders. This is sick. This is absolutely sick. And I want to mention something. Are the black Christians going to call her out? Look, America is completely divided between race and religion and politics. Let's not beat around this bush, okay? There's been a pattern of behavior that has been exploited since 2020. And if you don't want to be a part of that demonic transformation that started in 2020, then you need to start calling out these people. So, pastors, if I don't care if you belong to an all-black church, I really don't care. I don't care if you belong to an all-white church or an all-Hispanic church. I don't care. But call these people out. They're putting your child at danger. They're putting your child in danger. Because if they're willing to do this, and that's just the beginning, what are they willing to go to next? Because all of this leads to pedophilia. All of it. it leads to pedophilia. So, those of you in the black community, are you going to call this stuff out? Because the biggest proponents of this, the biggest supporters of this crap is from the white community. And you can look at some of these people, man, as they're being filmed in these places. Majority is white. You might see one black person, one Hispanic person. Majority is white. And they all look like the type of people who just came out of church. They're all dressed appropriately. They look nice. They look decent. And they got some man who's in a thong or a G-string with fake breasts gyrating himself sexually in front of your child. And then there's men in the crowd silent. Men in the crowd silent. Let me ask you something, men. Let's reverse this role. You didn't go to Drag Queen Story Hour, okay? Instead, you're having Story Hour at your house. And then some guy or a group of guys breaks into your home, ties you and your wife up, and then does the same erotic dancing at the Drag Queen Story Hour as they do in your home while you are being detained by them. Are you approving of it then? Or would you stand up and resist and fight back? What in the hell is wrong with us? This is about as unpatriotic and un-American and un-Christian as it gets. And there are so many people who claim to be American patriotic Christians attending these horrific displays of future sodomy. It is pedophilia. There's no other way around it. You think you could get away with this in China? You think you could get away with this type of stuff in Russia? How about North Korea? Oh, I'll take it better. I dare you to go to Saudi Arabia, Libya, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Afghanistan. Go ahead and try that one there. Pakistan. Go to the Arab world and try and be this there. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. They will literally cut your head off for it. But here in America, we celebrate it. Oh, look how brave they are. The woman of the year, the International Woman of the Year, given an award by the First Lady of the United States, gave an award to a man pretending to be a woman. And this woman claims to be a doctor, agreeing to go with this guy that he's a woman. You people kill me. All right, let's talk about this. U.S. Special Operations wants to use deep fake to conduct propaganda and deception. Yeah, it's not unnerving, is it? U.S. Special Operations Command wants to use deep fake videos to conduct propaganda and deception campaigns online, according to federal contracting documents reviewed by The Intercept. While the U.S. government routinely warns against the risk of deep fakes and is openly working to build tools to counter them, the document from SOCOM represents a nearly unprecedented instance of the American government or any government openly signaling its desire to use this highly controversial technology offensively, militarily offensively. Think about that. What could you do with that? I'll tell you right now. Deep faking, letting AI off its leash, in a way to what? Deceive. Deceiving people. That is Luciferian. There's not a Christian in this group. We do not deceive the masses So who are you targeting? The Islamic dude who's in a cave in Afghanistan? Who are you targeting with this? Or is it we the people that you'll be targeting? Wouldn't be the first time. So you always have to ask yourself, what is this leading to? And I say it all the time. I present to you another case for the infrastructure of the Antichrist. This is one of many things that is being put together, that has to be put together for the infrastructure, the networking for the Antichrist to be able to be displayed to every person upon the earth. I'm against this. The Pentagon says that when it comes to disinformation, that you should not be fighting fire with fire. That's a direct quote right here. And they say that at a time when digital propaganda is on the rise globally, the U.S. should be doing everything it can to strengthen democracy by building support for shared notions of truth and reality. Deep fakes do the opposite by casting doubt on the credibility of all content and information, whether real or synthetic. They ultimately erode the foundation of democracy itself. So why are we getting involved in it? You're going to use this same stuff to erode the foundation of democracy somewhere. There's very few countries that want to have a democracy anymore. Of course, democracy, democratia, ruled by the mob. All right, let's get into some of this last stuff. Biden signs an executive order to ramp up gun control. President Joe Biden signed an executive order on March 14th to advance gun control measures, including a step toward universal background checks, as much as current law will allow without requiring new legislation. Biden announced the order in a speech at the site of a January 21, 2023 mass shooting that killed 11 and wounded 9. The order increases the number of background checks before firearms sale to get as close to universal background checks as possible without additional legislation. The executive order promotes the expanded use of red flag laws, scrutiny of the gun industry, and the ability to identify and apprehend shooters. Biden will also ask the Federal Trade Commission to issue a report on the marketing of firearms to children. Wait one second. Let's go back. The ability to identify and apprehend shooters. Go back to Uvalde. Okay, go back to Uvalde. The mass shooting at Uvalde. What system was the school using to monitor the children? It was an artificial intelligence that was building up case files based on facial profiles and mannerisms of the children to see if they fit the profile of a future active shooter. He wants more of that. They practice on it in the schools because you parents didn't know anything about it. So who knows for how long the system that was set up got its chance to practice on everybody. And I'm willing to bet it's probably really good now. Active shooters. Replace that with people who would be actively resisting a tyrannical government. You can come get my gun, Joe. Out of my cold, dead hands. All right. ATF gains financial information on potential gun buyers for warrantless tracking. The federal government has been using Americans' incoming gun purchases to conduct warrantless tracking and deny Second Amendment rights. Agents from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives gave salary estimates to the Federal Bureau of Investigation as the reason to have people's firearms purchases monitored. Does that sound nefarious to you? Eric Pratt, Senior Vice President of Gun Owners of America, told the Epoch Times that the ATF's activities monitoring innocent people is a serious problem. Congress needs to rein in this rogue agency by either exercising oversight over it or abolishing the unconstitutional agency altogether. I used to have a lot of friends in the ATF. And I know a lot of guys who went from my agency to the ATF to become an 1811. That's a special agent. Disband them. Do away with them. Abolish it completely. Once you start to subvert the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights, you have no existence of being an agency anymore. Get rid of it. This mindset's not going to change. It's like the FBI's mindset. It's not going to be changed. The FBI is always out to look for an enemy. Always. And when it's low and there's not many things going on, the FBI looks to you to see what you're doing. What are you up to? What have you been looking on Google at lately? How many guns have you bought lately, huh? Did you take out $10,000 or more from your bank account? Why would you do something like that? It's not like the banks are going to fail. Why do you have so many different bank accounts spread across the world? Are you distrusting of the banking system, or are you hiding something? We in the federal government, we know best. We want to know what you're up to. Even though if you really do just a little bit of research, the federal government has been the biggest abuser of all of that. Hey, has anyone else learned anything about Epstein? Huh? No. The FBI dropped the ball on that one. Has anybody else learned anything that happened at the Las Vegas massacre a couple years ago? Nope. FBI sealed that document. Oh, hey, didn't the FBI just get caught perjuring itself in court, lying about January 6th? Oh, that's right. We should trust you. You have a track record of being trustful. And last but not least, let's talk about Ron DeSantis again. Ron DeSantis fires back after Biden calls Florida's trans policies cruel. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis fired back at President Joe Biden over his comments criticizing the state's effort to protect children from gender-affirming cares as close to sinful and cruel. It is not sinful to prohibit the mutilation of minors, the Republican governor wrote on Twitter on March 14th. It is not acceptable for the federal government to mandate the procedures like sex change operations be allowed for kids. DeSantis was responding to comments made by Biden during a recent interview on Comedy Central's The Daily Show. Transgender kids Joe Biden doesn't know how to speak properly. So this isn't me sounding like an idiot. I'm reading what Joe Biden said. Transgender kids is a really harder thing, Mr. Biden said. What's going on in Florida, as my mother would say, close to sinful. It's just terrible what they're doing. It's not like a kid wakes up one morning and says, you know, I decide I want to become a man, or I want to become a woman, or I want to change. I mean, what are they thinking about here? They are human beings. They love. They have feelings. Biden added, it's cruel. What's cruel is to try and have Joe Biden speak for more than 3 minutes coherently and to make me try and read that transcript. That's cruel, Epoch Times. Thank you for covering this, by the way. Epoch Times does an awesome job. I don't get paid to say that, but they're good guys, and I like the way they cover the news. So, Joe Biden says that it's a sin to not allow kids become transgender. We're going to find that one out. We're going to do that deep dive. Operation Cannibal Wolf, hunting the wolf with the wolf. We're going to talk about what the Bible says about transgenderism. the harms of transgenderism, the suicide rates, the amount of people who want to transfer back, I guess you could say, to the normal selves, the amount of problems this causes for children in homes, and then the crime rates that these people also go through. And we're going to see what the predators are doing, because worse is coming. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all I got for you today. Thank you very much for listening to me. Have a great day. Stay frosty. The enemy is out there. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.